I am Sandra Galina. Since 1988, I've worked for the Joint Interpreting and Conference Service at the European Commission as an interpreter. And my service covers all meetings of the European Commission, of course, of the Council of Ministers, and all other European institutions, apart from the European Parliament and the European Court of Justice. I myself speak 7 languages, but I may say that I got here because of my Spanish and Portuguese. In 1986, Spain and Portugal joined the European communities, and my ability became wanted. Most people talk about mother tongue. I generally talk about mother tongues because, you see, I was born to an Italian family in Venezuela, hence Spanish and Italian as mother tongues. But I also speak a dialect, Furlan, which in Italy is regarded as a minority language in its own right and has a declining number of speakers, you see. Well, the EU headquarters in Brussels is a wonderful place for languages. It's a veritable Tower of Babel, as you may say. It's nightmarish, but it's also fascinating, you see. Basically, when you get to Brussels, the first impression is that of a shock, the shock of variety. You feel that you have to fend for yourself, but that you also have the possibility of speaking your own language, because there is always somebody who will understand your language. So you are never actually left on your own, and you very much feel that you can ask for help. But of course the variety is mind-stunning. Just walking along a corridor, you could come across 2, 3, or 4 different languages. For instance, if in a working group people discover that they have German as a common language, they would all just switch on to that language automatically. You have somehow linguistic microcosms. You have an office, for instance, I share an office with a Spaniard, and there we speak Spanish and we find it most natural. Within the institutions themselves, my institution, for instance, the European Commission, of course you have official languages, but you are expected to speak and to understand and to draft your reports, for instance, in one of the working languages, that's to say either French, English or German. The balance was very much in favour of French until Sweden, Finland and Austria joined the European Union. You see, now I may say that English and French are equally poised, although English is very much gaining ground. The first sense that is always titillated by all these languages is the aesthetic one. You may be rebutted by certain sounds of certain languages, and I won't quote them, and you may be attracted very much by certain other sounds, although you don't understand the language. But for instance, one of the nicest experiences I had was the wonderful sound of the Finnish language. I don't understand a word of Finnish, but I could listen for hours to it because it's such a wonderful sound. So the first is perhaps an aesthetic experience, and then there is also the social experience, and perhaps the more deeper one, that of realizing that similarities are far greater than differences, and that perhaps, well, of course, we are all merely human, and we all share in the same values. Perhaps we have different strategies for achieving them, but we are all aiming at the very same thing. You discover that we are very much the same thing.